Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now, where Adventists believe the actions and words that sum up our behavior can be best witnessed, there is to be love of Christ by claiming Christ as our Savior. From sin, we put away the self-focused behavior of the world and replace it with humble Christian behavior that glorifies Him. That is Colossians 3, verse 1 to 17. But the Bible tells us that we are all sinful. No one is perfect, according to Romans 3, verse 23. Now, considering, my elder, that our righteousness is like filthy rags, is it even possible to live a Christ-like life? Are we not automatically disadvantaged by being born into sin?
Well, thank you so much for the verses that you have shared. And definitely this is a very interesting question, a question that I believe should be asked by any Christian and deserves an answer. In the book of chapter 5, verse 48, the Bible calls us to live righteous, even as our Father is. So therefore, it means that the standard of Christianity, or the standard of Christianity, is the standard of righteousness. It is the standard of righteousness. It is the standard of purity. It is the standard of holiness. And it's clear that it is very possible, if it's very sin, and righteous world, that we can live a righteous world. Because that is the standard of Christ. We cannot go as to a standard that we cannot reach.
Yeah. If you could just maybe increase your volume as you speak to us. I think you're sounding quite a bit faint from that side, but we can still get what you are saying. If you could just increase your volume. Now, what does the Bible say about Christian behavior? Does it say anything about that?
Yes, it does. The Bible, like I mentioned in the book of Matthew, Christ is the standard. He is the standard of speech. He is the standard of dress. The Bible talks about dressing modestly in the book of Timothy. The Bible talks about speaking in cleanness, in walking in room, in righteousness, in Galatians chapter 5, on verse 20. It talks about living a life that is like that of Christ, or a Christ-like life. So in other words, there is a Christian standard in dress, there's a Christian standard in behavior, there's a Christian standard even in action, there is a Christian standard in all sphere of human life, even how we interact with nature, how we interact with other people, and any other situation, as long as we are alive.
So there's a Christian standard for all the things that you've mentioned, but is there where this Christian standard is said, okay, from the scripture itself, that this is the Christian standard?
Like I mentioned, in every aspect of human life that we have as human beings, Christ came and set the standard. And if we are talking about the standard of the Christian standard, we are actually looking at Christ himself. So when we look at Christian standard, we are looking at how did Christ live? How did Christ interact with the society? How did Christ behave? How did Christ talk? How did Christ eat? How did Christ do things? Christ himself is the standard. And when we talk about Christ being the standard, we're actually talking about the scriptures themselves. Because according to the Bible, the scriptures talk about Christ and they reveal who Christ is. So when we are talking about Christian standard, we are talking about Christ, and beyond Christ, we are actually talking about standard in the Bible itself, because the Bible is Christ himself.
Yeah. Now, is good behavior specifically a Christian trait? I mean, it sounds like there are people who are naturally kind, honest, patient, and generous, and they're not necessarily Christians, and they don't profess Christ. So good behavior, is it specifically a Christian trait? But looking at the fact that there are others who are not Christians still with good behavior.
Well, thank you so much for that interesting question. I will be elaborating by using the book of Galatians chapter 5 on verse 22.
Yeah.
Galatians chapter 5, before we reach 22, we have verse 18 that speaks to the nature of a man, the character of a man without the Spirit. And we are told a man without the Spirit is unfaithful. A man without the Spirit is ungrateful. He is not honest. He is an adulterer. He's a fornicator. He is without patience and everything. Then we are told in verse 20 that with the Holy Spirit, now with the Holy Spirit, man is able to be patient, to be loved, be able to love, to be kind, to be tolerant, and to be able to have self-control, or rather to have the good spirit. In other words, to answer your question, I will say that any good act you see in a man is as a result of the Holy Spirit leading that man, that individual, unto those good works. I want to make mention that even when a person may not know God at a personal level, there is an influence that the Holy Spirit has on an individual. And those traits that we talk about, the good behavior and everything, it is not purely because a man is good, but because of the influence of the Holy Spirit on that particular man. There is no man of themselves and of themselves that are good. There is no man of themselves and of themselves that are patient. There is no man of them and in them that are tolerant, that are peaceful, that are good, and that are honest. We inherit those traits. Not only inherit, we are influenced towards those traits because of the influence of the Holy Spirit. So even when we think there are good people who don't know God, they are patient, they are tolerant and everything, let's remember that that is the influence of the Holy Spirit upon them, or that is the influence of God upon them. It is very clear, therefore, that God is not only impacting Christians. It is very clear, therefore, that even if someone is not a Christian, God will have influence upon them. There are possibilities that God may speak to that individual, and that individual may have his heart softened and may respond in a certain way. So, to answer your question in a nutshell, it is possible, even if someone is not a Christian, that they can do good things, they can live in a certain way. But it is not because of that in themselves, but because of the influence of the Holy Spirit. But that is also then magnified and enhanced, especially when they accept Him fully in their lives and in their hearts, because then He reigns in their hearts and changes everything about them.
But that's lovely, lovely there, Pastor, to listen to. Thank you so much. But before I let you go, what is the point of emphasis that you'd like to bring to our listeners regarding this important, you know, intro? I mean, we're going to be discussing tomorrow and Friday still. But in terms of, because it's just an introductory discussion, what is it that you'd like to leave with us? And of course, giving us some idea of what we're going to be addressing tomorrow.
Well, the point I want to emphasize and leave with everyone is that as we look at Christian standards, as we look at Christian behavior, we are supposed to look at Christ Himself. He is the focal point of everything. is not any individual that will be looking at Christ. And as we look at this Christian standard, we should not look at it from a perspective of our culture, a perspective of our thoughts, a perspective of what we have been seeing, but we should look at it from the perspective of Christ. How did Christ live? Because that then guides us. And when we look at the standard Christ has set, then we ought to realize that that is the standard we ought to reach. And we cannot reach that standard on our own. Through his grace and his message, he says in the book of John, that without him, we can do nothing. He himself is the vine and we are the branches. Without him, we can do nothing. So Christian standard is not something we can achieve on our own with our own efforts, but rather when we submit ourselves to him and him through the Holy Spirit living in us, then we are able to meet the Christian standard and live in accordance with the standard.
Beautiful. Pastor, thank you so much for your time. We'll connect tomorrow again, same time and same place.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.